I can't believe it's news.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
Well, we've been reporting all morning that another big fat snowstorm is headed towards the East Coast. They said maybe even 18 inches of snow in some spots. And they still haven't finished cleaning up from the last one. In fact, in Vernon, New Jersey, authorities say a man whose home has been without power since last week's nor'easter threatened to kidnap a utility company employee and blow up a substation. The 63-year-old Robert Winter. He had the name for it. Robert Winter was charged with making terroristic threats. He called the Jersey Central Power and Light Monday and quickly became agitated while speaking with a staffer. They say he threatened to kidnap an employee and then indicated that he knew how to make bombs and would blow up the substation so no one could have power. If I don't get power, nobody gets power. Well, of course, the Jersey Central Power and Light Company, they record all their phone calls and turn that over to the cops. He was arrested a short time later at his home. Yeah. At least if he goes to jail, they probably got power there. Auxiliary power, you know, three hots and a cot's probably better than sitting in the dark and cold. But you can't threaten to blow people up and stuff. That didn't work that way. Cops in Reno, Nevada are looking for a couple. A 21-year-old named Devin Leeper and his 18-year-old girlfriend, Anna Devine. They are in connection with a burglary from last Saturday. And apparently they broke into someone's house and stole a bunch of stuff. And either through some video or some tips, the cops knew who these two were. So they run the background check on 21-year-old Devin and 18-year-old Anna, his girlfriend. And they found out some interesting things. Not only are they wanted by police, but they're also dating and they're cousins. It's not clear if they're first or second cousins, but they're definitely related. Their car has some Arizona license plates, so maybe that's where they're from. Last we heard, they're still on the run. Maybe they don't even know that they're cousins at this point because they're on the run. But, yeah, cousins in crime. And finally, to Australia, Adelaide. You know, when your kids are growing up and you got that video camera, you want to document all the cool stuff. First home run. I wish I would have had some of the videos my dad took playing Little League Baseball and stuff. It'd be great to watch now. Some Little League Baseball, riding a bike for the first time, you know, putting on a suit and getting ready to go to, like, homecoming or something. That's the stuff you want to videotape and keep. But this mom felt it'd be cool to document her 11-year-old son's first bong hit. That's right, I said 11. She's been sentenced to 9 months in jail, the 29-year-old mom. She gave her son the bong and then sat back and filmed as he breathed in the smoke in this disturbing video that she uploaded to Facebook. So once that starts flying around, everybody realizes, no, that's not right. Yeah, so you can hear her on the tape. Here we are recording, and they omit his name. Call him Jimmy. Here we are recording Jimmy having his very first bong hit. And she tells her son, go for it, as he's seen lighting up the device and puffing that thing down. It took police less than 24 hours after the video went online to find the woman. The 29-year-old appeared in court earlier this morning, admitted she still smokes pot. So the court said home detention would not be good for you. So she said, hey, man, you know, this is just a harmless, natural, safe alternative to prescription medication. And the judge listened to her remarks and said, man, I don't care about all that. You can't give an 11-year-old bong hits, then film it and put it on Facebook. You might be a 9:30.
Believe it's news. I can't
get into that.